In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tuesday, the 16th of August. It is good as always to have you along, everybody. The underlying business fundamentals make sense. You lose money, you stop doing whatever it was that was losing you money. But Aetna's decision to pull out of local healthcare exchanges in 11 of the 15 states where it is currently in that marketplace presents a fundamental challenge to the business model that was supposed to make the Affordable Care Act work. Other big insurance companies have scaled back as well, but Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the Health Desk at WHYY. Reports of Obamacare's demise might be greatly exaggerated.
Make no mistake, this is a bad day for Obamacare.
Aetna's decision has a direct effect on competition in many parts of the country, and it's a bit of a red flag for the future.
Larry Levitt is with the Kaiser Family Foundation. An analysis from Kaiser shows, as of today, people in about a quarter of all counties will only have one option. There's even one county in Arizona with nothing. That won't raise prices for most consumers, but the quality of the coverage could slip. Aetna, like UnitedHealth, Humana, and others, says it's pulling out because it's losing too much money. There's just not enough healthy people paying in to cover the cost of so many sick people.
Plans who have been in the market have learned some tough lessons.
John Burko is the head actuary for California's exchange. He says many of the big insurers offered too much at first.
Most, but not all, of the big five are incompetent at creating good narrow networks.
Smaller insurers, companies used to working with low-income patients and tight networks of docs and hospitals, appear to be making money. Since Obamacare's always been controversial, it's often hard to figure out the difference between the hype, the hate, and the hope. The federal official who oversees the exchanges, Andy Slavitt, says the dire predictions over Obamacare's demise go way too far. This, he says, is just a new market shaking out.
Everybody launching into this new market without a lot of data made their own assumptions, and now they're spending time adjusting to those assumptions.
Slavitt says nervous insurers should take a hard look at the companies who are making money. He's confident there's money to be made. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.